in Southern California, Temecula, Great Oak. That's where you have the band director who canceled the band trip to the Fiesta Bowl competition.
To boycott Arizona.
To boycott Arizona.
Over Senate Bill 1070. Of course, the superintendent of the school district sent us an email denying that that was the case. It was a budgetary decision.
Yeah.
Now, something occurred to us the last couple of days. This is May. The competition's in December. Is it really over already for the budgetary decision on the band?
No, I think they're lying, and they were exposed because we got an email from a student who I guess is in the band and said, yeah, they've been short of money. They've been talking about it. But the band director went on a tirade the other day, angry about the immigration law in Arizona, and that's why he decided to pull the trigger. And, of course, what they're doing is they're cranking out press releases saying, oh, it's a financial issue. And the parents and the teachers call up and say, oh, we were told it's a financial issue. It's like, well, we got two witnesses to this. We got a hotel associate in Phoenix who got the call from the band director and was told, we're canceling, screw your immigration law. And she reported that to the hotel association spokeswoman who came on the air and told us the story. And then the second source is the girl in the class who reported this band director ranting and raving about the immigration law.
And mentioning our show.
Mentioning our show. So we know what's going on, all right? They're short.
They do have budgetary problems, but we think that this guy used that as a cover to pull the plug on the trip because he's angry over Arizona.
You don't have to pull the plug on a trip in May when you're not going until December. So we're thinking out loud here that maybe we'll do a fundraiser if you people are game for this.
Well, I've gotten dozens of emails to the John and Ken show that people would like us to do that.
And maybe we could put together a big pile of money. We don't know exactly how much we need, but we're going to figure it out. And then offer that to Great Oak High School in Temecula. And see if they'll take the money and send the kids to the Fiesta Bowl competition.
Because if it is a budgetary matter, and a budgetary matter alone, problem solved.
That's right.
However, if they don't take the money and the band director is flushed out as being in favor of the Arizona boycott, well, we got that too, don't we?
Yeah. So we're gonna try to see if we can, this will be a little truth serum for the Temecula Great Oak High School administration. Is it really a budget problem? We'll try to fix your budget problem. Now, how about that immigration law that the band director is all twisted up about, huh? Because that's really what the story is. And, you people, when you get, especially in school districts, save your press releases. We get press releases and we just laugh out loud. We spit on them, all right? Press releases are packs of lies. You know, people like to tell the truth by emailing us and calling us. And we get the truth of the stories out. We don't need your press releases to fog things up, okay? Nobody believes them. Well, we don't believe them. Obviously, teachers and parents at Great Oak High School believed it. But you shouldn't, because everybody in public life lies now. And you never get the true story. And most journalists have given up on the phrase, prove that, to people in the news. They just write down whatever the person says and they go home. So we are going to do what nobody else wants to do. We are going to keep beating out the truth out of people involved in these stories. And I think the logical next step is now to offer Great Oak High School a big wad of money. And I'm sure you people would come through on that. And then we could see, if the band director's politics is the real driving force there.